a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
The thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now. Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you? If you have loved ones, friends, and family you want to give gifts to this period, and you do not just have an idea of what to give them, in this episode, I have you covered. I'll be talking about Christmas gift ideas. So for starters, let's assume it's a family you want to give gifts to. So what kind of gifts should be given to family? One, I would suggest the matching family Christmas pajamas. You know, all those Christmas pictures we've been seeing recently, people taking pictures around Christmas trees and Christmas presents or Christmas decoration with matching family pajamas. You can do that. You know, gift a family or your family pajamas. You guys wear it and take cool pictures together. Or if you cannot do pajamas, you can do sweatshirts. You know, so get every member of your family matching sweatshirts and you guys wear them on the same day and take pictures together. Also for family, you can think of getting mugs with names of each family member and their pictures on the mugs. It would be nice. This period is going to be cold, whether it's cold from winter or Harmattan, whichever way, you would need hot tea or coffee on Christmas Day. So it would be wonderful if on Christmas Day you guys are drinking tea or coffee from mugs with your names and pictures on them. It's going to be lovely. And what is even going to be more lovely is if you're the one that gave the gift. It would be very amazing to see people using the gift you gave to them. Another thing you can consider gifting people on Christmas is adventures and experiences. So if you do not want to do the material gifts, you can maybe gift people a trip, pay for a trip for your family. You know, you guys can go somewhere, some exotic, fancy, luxurious place, I don't know, anywhere. Or you can do some experiences like skydiving, sea diving, hiking, mountain climbing, anything. You can go to the North Pole. No, that's a real thing. People actually go to the North Pole. So you can do that if you have the access and the money for that. Or you could gift people scented candles. I've come to notice that candles are a thing that people actually love. And it's not just a feminine thing. Lately, I've come to realize that even men love scented candles. It depends on the kind of scent though. So it's a thing to gift people. So people just light the candles in their homes and it's just giving off amazing scent everywhere. So I think it's a good thing. You can gift people plants or pets. I really like people that are going to be spending Christmas alone. So you want to give them a pet to keep them company or plants that they can take care of and nurture till they grow. Anyhow, you could give out earrings or jewelry. And this is not just for female now. Men wear jewelry all the time. So you can gift people jewelry. In this present world that has become a very subscription-based world, you can gift people annual subscriptions, maybe subscription to an app, monthly subscription of flowers paid for 1 year. So for 1 year, the person will be receiving flowers delivered to their homes, or maybe even beer. If the person is a lover of beer, deliver beer to their home monthly for a whole year. You could also do masterclass subscriptions. Maybe the person wants to acquire some skills, they pay for their masterclass to learn and become better versions of themselves. So monthly subscription is a good idea for Christmas gifts for people. Another thing, a very traditional gift, is Christmas cards. I do not think Christmas cards can ever go out of fashion, you know, or go extinct. No, I mean, they can upgrade now. People are giving virtual cards, e-cards, soft copy cards, whatever, but I mean, they're still cards nonetheless. So Christmas cards are still a very good idea of things to give people. I mean, you can also accompany the Christmas cards with wines if you want to. So bring wine to people that drink wine. I don't know if they don't drink wine, find what they drink and gift them the drink. You can also gift for children a book of Christmas stories. I mean, this is not even just for children. A book is always a good idea of a gift for anybody. So it can be non-Christmas based books. Just any book at all is a good idea to gift people. You can also gift people wireless charging hubs and noise cancelling headsets. I mean, that's a very good idea. It's a very thoughtful idea to gift people. And then you can always gift shoes and dresses all the time. They are always a good gift. Right, for children, Nigerian children, Christmas dress, better buy it for them if not. And if you just don't know what to buy, you can gift people gift cards, you know, put some money in it and give them the cards to go buy whatever it is they want for themselves. Or you can just ask. If you do not know what people want, just ask them what exactly they want and get them what they want for themselves. So yep, that is the end of my Christmas gift ideas. I hope you have found it useful and now you have ideas of what to gift people for Christmas. So guys, we'll stop here for now. I'll see you guys tomorrow with a brand new episode of Podmas. Do take care of yourselves. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?